Okay, we're up to Simin Yud Zayin Sif Katan Beis Hilchas Kriya Shema. So it says that Mutulik was Kriya Shema Ben Yosef Ben Milati. We recite Kriya Shema sitting or standing. That's a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah will see in a moment disagrees. You have to say Kriya Shema sitting. Okay, but we'll see this in a moment. Let's see just what it says. He says here it's a Rebbe Chiddush. Ben Yoyshev, Ben Oymed, Vimhoi Yoyshev. The only prohibition, the only limitation of the Kitshach Marach is that you're sitting. Also, Lahachmir V'lamad. Now we know it goes back to Masechta Brachos. Machlekes Beshamai and Beshillel. Beshachmucha Uvikumecha. When you lie down and when you stand up. What is Beshamai? How does Beshamai interpret this pasuk? Beshachbucha means literally when you're lying down. So when you recite the evening Kriya Shema, you have to recite it when you're lying on your bed flat. Horizontal. Beshachbucha. In the morning when you wake up, you are required to recite Kriya Shema Uvikumecha when you're vertical. Okay, horizontal and vertical. That's according to Beis Shammai. Do we pask like Beis Shammai? No. We pask like Beis Hillel, who is of the understanding. B'shach b'cha means zman shechiva. You recite Kriya Shema in the evening when you go to sleep. When do people go to sleep? They go to sleep at night. It's interesting, people go to sleep also during the day. When people go to sleep, they go to sleep early sometimes, a little bit early, twilight, and they wake up a little bit late also. So it's interesting, the Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema, Rabbi pointed this out last week, does not necessarily, the Gemara is only when it's, say, Sakachom, when the stars are out, there's some overlap. There's a Zman when it's a time when some people are still sleeping, and some people are early risers, have already gotten up. That's a good, the Gemara discusses this idea, but basically, according to Beis Hillel, b'shachlucha uvikumecha means a zaman when you sleep, a zaman, a time when you are awake, standing. And so the pasuk is not addressing how you shall stand or sit. Therefore, according to the halacha, the strict halacha, it doesn't make one bit of a difference. You can stand, you can sleep, both for the evening and the zman, because we pass like Beis Hillel, and the pasuk is just telling us the time of the day when you should recite Kriya Shema, and the pasuk is not in any shape or form telling us how, a method of how you should position yourself when you're reciting Kriya Shema, and therefore do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, as long as you're not disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do whatever you want. Yeah.
Right? About
what?
The Gemara says, when you're saying up to Alavavcha, you can't be walking.
You can't be walking. You have to be stationed at Kavana. You have to be Mechalim. That's another issue. You have to have Kavana. So this is the halacha. Therefore, you can do when you're sitting, you can sitting. Now, what's the only prohibition? So now he goes on to say, if you are sitting in your chair, and you're up to Kriya Shema, and you stand up, what have you done? You have made a statement in shul that I am following the opinion of Beis Shammai. So you don't know what you're doing, because we don't accept Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is out. He's not halacha. So if you're standing, you just want to stand, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There are many people that are like this. It's not proper, but there are people that like to stand the whole davening. They stand the whole davening after Baruch Hu. They stand until Shemoneh Esrei. So I'm standing. I never sat down after Baruch Hu. I'm standing the whole Birchas Kriya Shema. So Gezunt Dehei, you're standing. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no prohibition. Torah says, just say Kriya Shema during the day. So that's however you want to say it. But if you're sitting, and then you come to Abuch HaBem Yishol Be'ahava, and you stand up, so you're showing, I want to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai that when it says in the Torah B'shach B'chol Uvikumecha, it means when you stand up, and that's why I'm standing up, and that is Shaloi Kedin. Therefore, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to stand up because it appears that you're following the treat of Beis Shammai. Avol also, but when you're sleeping, but let's say it's nighttime, you happen to be sleeping, you happen to be lying in your bed, and you want to recite Kriya Shema, go right ahead. The only limitation is you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema when you're flat on your back or you're flat on your stomach. Either or is us, because it's disrespectful. It's gaiva whether you're flat, either way, up or down. Avul also likros kishu shechev. So what should you do? So the solution is just tilt. If you're on your side, that is permitted. I think the Mishnah Berurah says only permitted if you're not dressed. If you're not dressed and you have a cover, so then the cover that I can't get up because I'm not dressed. So then you can tilt on your side and the cover will cover your body. But if you are dressed, you're wearing some covering, pajamas or undergarments, then it's not respectful enough to tilt on your side. You are mechuyev to sit up like a mensch and recite the Kriya Shema. Only time this applies, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is only if you are not dressed. Kuvav, page Kuvav. You have the right one? The im who shoychev kvar,
and
what? Lechatchil, we're dealing in a situation. We're dealing in this world of Shabbos. Let's say a person woke up late and he's not going to make zman kriyas shema. He woke up late and made kriyas shema. So therefore, he has no choice. He has to say kriyas shema without wearing tefillin. The tefillin are not here. They're in shul, so you have no choice. You're going to say kriyas shema like this. Im who shoychev kvar. Or it's at night, and now we don't wear tefillin. V'imu shoychev kvar yate asatzim al tzidei mamish v'yikra. V'imu choyle ketzas, he's sick. V'kosha loy lishkav al tzidei mamish. V'komokam choyle v'lahat asatzim al ketzas al tzidei. The person is not well, so at least try your best to tilt your body to some degree. Gimel. Kodim shiaschel yichav lot seis mitzvahs kriya shema shetzivon ha-kodesh baruch shetzivon ha-kodesh baruch. This is a born halacha. Before a person begins, before we go further, I just forgot to say that according to the Mishnah, disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this kid's shnoch, and he says that you must recite kriya shema sitting down. That's not, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to say, because even if you're already standing, it appears that you're following, you never sat down after Baruch Hu. It appears you're following the shita of Beis Shammai, and therefore it's not correct what some people do. They stand for Birchus Kriyas Shema. If you have a chair, you're not allowed to stand for Birchus Kriyas Shema. So if you come to a shul, there's a simcha. Okay, there's no chairs. You come for a bar mitzvah, something, place mamish pack. Okay, you have no choice. You have to stand for Birchus Kriyas Shema. What are you going to do? But if you're in a shul and you have a chair, and the only reason why you're sitting is because you just, you know, you're not in the mood to sit, you like to pace back and forth. Some people are like that. They back and forth, and especially in these very fast minyanim. So, you know, before you blink anyway, holding things over, the time that you sit down, you'll already miss half of the Birchus Kriyas Shema. It's no joke. This is the way it is some places. You're not allowed to do that. You have to sit. You have to sit according to the Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah. That's the proper way. I have a whole sefer. It's this thick on all the halachas of standing and sitting. Go to David Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Every single thing you can imagine, things you never would imagine. You're supposed to stand and sit. Is the hakpada? Yes, stand. Yes, sit. Every area in halacha, David Chelke Shulchan Aruch. But this is a very important inyan, Birchas Kriyas Shema, from Baruch Hu until Micha Mocha, sit. Period.
What's the rationale both sides?
The rationale, the simplest rationale is because Birchas Kriyas Shema, they're called, all the brachos are all tofel to the Ikar Mitzvah, the rise of Kriyas Shema. And we pass, and if you stand, it appears you're following Beis Shammai, that says Uvikumecha, means to literally stand up. And that's not true. It means during a zman when people are standing, when they're active. So you're going. Exactly, does not. He does not. There's a disagreement. That's right. There's a disagreement. Okay. So yeah, okay. You're right. It's very important. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is an ikar shebikarim. And there are many disagreements, and you can't tell a person you're wrong. Absolutely. Absolutely. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says this is how it is. To many degrees, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is more accepted than the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, definitely was. Today we became a Mishnah Berurah world.
So you can't go over somebody in shul and say, no, Mishnah Berurah says you got to sit down.
It became today a world of Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why. It wasn't like that, and this is already before when I was born, probably already became like that. But before our time, it was not halacha. First of all, halacha was more custom. It was, okay, you have Shulchan Aruch, you have Shach and Taz, you have Magen Avraham, and you'll have Shulchan Aruch. But they're always different opinions, and every community had their custom. Everyone did their own thing. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch came along, a lot of the old-timers, it's ingrained in them, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch became mamish, that's how it is. And then in this generation, even before this generation, the Mishnah Berurah's impact is just widespread, and it really shook up the world. The classic example is Sifrei Torah. All Sifrei Torah today, the last 50, 60 years, are written like the Mishnah said, like the Mishnah of the Chofetz Chaim. He mamish revolutionized Stam. Go to a shul, look at any old Sefer Torah, and look at the Sefer Torah, look at the Ksav, look how the letters are written, the Peis, and almost all the letters. It's not the way the Mishnah Berurah, they're definitely kosher. But the whole style, the diktuk in Ksivas Oisiois, he's taken over, and they have even the Chassam Sefer Tefillah. The Chassam Sefer Tefillin, if you would write a replica of the Chassam Sefer Tefillin today, no one would buy it. You couldn't get one person to buy it. And you know what the Chassam Sefer was? The Chassam Sefer was like Mamish the Ramban. I'm not sure that we appreciate who the Chassam, the holiness of the Chassam Sefer, who he was. You write replicate his tefillin, bring it into a sefer, and try to sell his tefillin to a Ben Torah who knows some of the basics of Mishnah sefer. They wouldn't touch it because it's a different, I don't know, different generation, different. Not that it's pachas v'sholem. It's just halacha has its own life. So here you have an example, and this is something which you see by Bnei Torah, the very makbid, the sit. The Yekseg, exactly like you're saying, the Kitzchuk makes no mention of this, he allows you to stand. But you can't say you're wrong. Gimel. Kodim Shiaskil, Yichavin, Lot, Seitz, Mrs. Kriyashma. This is another very important halacha. Not many people know. This is something which is not a... It's not a matter of being from. It's an ikar. A person, before he says Shema, he should have Kavana. I am now about to be Mekayim, a mitzvah de Oraisa of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That thought process, after you practice, takes less than a second. Even though it takes a few seconds to say those words, but when you think it in your mind, and you do this every day, you pause. You pause before you say Kel, before you say Shema. It's a mitzvah de Oraisa. I'm about to do a mitzvah de rites of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Koidem Sheyaskel Yechavin Lotzeitz Mitzvah Kriyashma Shetzivonu Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uva Omer Shema Yisrael Yechavin Es HaPerush Mils. Now here again he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He says the Perush is Shema Yisrael. Listen Yisrael Ki Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Hu Hashem Echad Yochid Umiyuchod Bashamayim Uvaretz. This is not what Rashi says. What does Rashi and Chumash say? There's a lot of Torah on this. Not for now. Rashi and Chumash says, what's the translation of Shema Yisrael Shem Echad? Hashem who is Elokeinu now, in Hail Off and Tov Shnayim Gimel, will one day, Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad Yimos HaMashiach, the entire world, hard to imagine, will come to recognize that Hashem is Echad. That's not what he says here. He says the translation is simple. Hashem is Elokeinu, there's only one God. You don't have to think about what's going to be Yimos HaMashiach, us, relative to the nations of the world. Rashi and Chumash is a very complicated interpretation. Us, relative to the world. We already know. We know the big secret. They don't. But the day will come where they will recognize the big secret. That's a very complex interpretation. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says you should do. And many people are mafakfake. They're very tough with the Mishnah Berurah. Why did you say that? The kids doesn't say that. The kids says just mechaven simply Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one God. He's our God and He's one. There are no two gods. One for good, one for bad. One for night, one for day. One for this, one for that. There's one God that takes care of everything. Very simple. Yeah.
I don't understand. How is this kavana that was mentioned before accomplished? Obviously, it's a thought, but aren't you supposed to go right from the bracha into Shema?
It's part of Shema. Having this kavan is not a hefsek. Habocher, you pause. Many. If you notice carefully, you go to a yeshiva sheminyan where they kvetch. No, they pause.
They pause.
I've noticed this in these heavyweight minyanim.
Yeah.
They very sometimes, you know, I'm not a heavyweight. Sometimes I get very. It shakes me up a little bit. But when you go to these heavyweight minyanim, and they habuchev emoyishov yavo, they pause. They mamish pause.
Yeah.
They don't say Shema Yisrael right away. Why? They're doing this. They're doing, what kavana? What's the grace of kavana? I always wonder, what's the grace of, like you say in halal, you say, kesev, vizav, maaseh, the other, and we think about, what are you mechaving? When you think about the Avodah Zarah, Atzabeim Kesef Ezov Maasei the Adam Pelohem Vloy Daberu, what are you machaving? What are you crushing? I'm Pelohem Vloy Daberu. What's the Tifa Kavana? They have the idol has a mouth and it doesn't speak. What are you thinking about? Okay, but they do pause before they say Shema. Why? This is it. I am now about to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. They're not thinking about Shema. Oh, Shema, listen, understand, hearken, all these translations. Forget about what I'm about to say. Pause. What am I about to do now? I am now about to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Period. Now let's begin. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad. What are you mechavin? Simple. Hashem is our God, Klal Yisrael, and He's only one. No two gods, no three, no four. Simple. That's it. Mishnah Berurah says, think about relative to the nature of the world. We know the secret. They don't. Last level, they will also. Just to elaborate, we learned Masechet Brachos. When we're still doing the Nyan Daf Yomi, just to recap the Kitz and Nimrots, is we learned that there are really two dinim in Kriya Shema. There's a din, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and there's also a very important concept called Talmud Torah. When you recite Kriya Shema, it is the minimal form of learning Torah. Some people, many people don't learn. They have no time to learn. It's no joke. You got to make parnasa. Make parnasa. There's no time to learn. That's how it is. That's mitzias. So you have to. So forget about. Oh, you want to accomplish in learning, but there's also a mitzvah every day to learn Torah. So how do you fulfill that mitzvah to learn Torah? You read the Kriya Shema. When you read the Kriya Shema, at least you should think in a thought of Torah. This is a Torah thought. A Torah thought is how what Shah in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, ours, not the Goyim, one day Hashem Echad. That is a Talmud Torah translation of the Pasuk. And then there is a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim approach in the Pasuk of I accept you're my God and you're one God. So the truth is they're both. And if a person cannot think of both of these things, he's really set. Especially if he's not going to spend time in the morning learning, then obviously it's ideal if he should think both of these thoughts. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Talmud Torah. And we discussed many rayas to this, is that there are two Kriya Shemas a day. There's a Kriya Shema in the morning, and there's a Kriya Shema at night. The Kriya Shema in the morning primarily is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The Kriya Shema at night is primarily Talmud Torah. And therefore, in the morning, primarily, you think both are good also, but in the morning, primarily, Mechavein Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and at night, to primarily think the Torah thought of what Rashi says, Hashem Elokeinu Shu, one day will be the God of the nations of the world. But it's important to recognize that when you recite Kriya Shema, there are really two different concepts. A mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim that has nothing to do with Talmud Torah, and there's another element of Talmud Torah, and the nafka min is what kavana, what thought should you have when you recite this pasuk? And it doesn't hurt to have both, and it's not so hard. In a little practice, you can have both. You can have both thoughts. Okay, want to say something? Okay, let's go further. So Yichad is a pair of Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Shu Elokeinu Hu Hashem Echad Yachad Miyuchad B'Shem Varetz V'Yarech B'Ches Echad. So the Ches is long. Why? Because so here it's Shalachad. According to Varetz, there's a little Ches. Some want to say it's Mumas in the Ches in the Sefer Torah. Because Avashuris, there are two Zions and there's an arrow. There's a bridge and the bridge points up, pointing that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Sheyamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Shemayim Varetz. Hashem is God in the heavens. On the Ches, think about not only is Hashem Melech on this world, He's Melech in the spiritual world. Sheyamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Shemayim Uvaretz. That's what you're supposed to think when you think about the Ches. Uvidalit Yarech Ktsas Gamkein. I don't know how you do this. Beyond me, the way we say it, we'll take a step. It's known. We discuss. We learn the letter Dalit that there are two Dalits. There's a Valid, a TH, and a Dalit. Today, for whatever reason, we've lost the Dalit. But if the Dalit does not have a dot, it's Echad. It's a TH. and a TH you can be marach. So the real way to say is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echov. You marach in the Ches and you marach in the Dalet, because the Dal does not have a dot. Today, this art of differentiation between a dalet with a dot, and not a dot, has been lost. We say the dalet one size fits all, echad, and there's a echad, there's really no way you can be marich, and he basically says no way to be marich, and just the opposite. If you try to be marich, you're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin, as he gives examples of how you're going to ruin it. So I don't know what he means. I don't know what he means. He says, Yarech kitzasti. Oh, sure, there are people that do say echad. There are people that I don't know what gave them the right to do it. They have a tradition, but they do, that's the only dalet they do different. Again, I don't know where they're coming from, but they do it. Don't ask, don't tell. V'yarech b'ches shel echad v'kidei sheyam lecha kadosh baruch hu b'shmei v'aretz v'chein v'dal yarech k'tzas kamkin shir. Why? What are you thinking? Sheyach shayv shakadosh baruch hu yachid b'olamo u'moshel b'dalid ruchoy so'elam. Four ruchos, like when you with the dalaminim. The dalaminim, you shake in six directions. Here you're shaking, because why? Because the Ches took care of two directions. So really, it's the Ches and the Dalet together gives you all six directions. The Ches is Shamayim Baretz, and the Dalet gives you the four directions. So what is the Magin David? The Magin David is the combination of the Ches and the Dalet. Torah on that, not for now. Right, he has a lot of Torah on this. He once told me in the Sefer, Maskil Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kalbach. Okay, another time. But it's interesting, very interesting, that the Magin David is six, and six simply represents in all spheres the Nanuim, right? The six, that Magin David is Sukkos. Magin David, if you want to focus on the Magin David, Sukkos, that's when you're shaking all four directions. Well, you have Bikurim. Bikurim, you also wait. Shavuos is also a Zman of the Magin David, because Bikurim is also six. You bring the Bikurim, you wave the Bikurim in all six directions. Okay, there's Tanufa. Anytime you do Tanufa, it's going to be in six directions. And when you say Kriya Shema every single day, you're really reliving your Bikurim, you're reliving your Dalet Minim, because you're going in six directions. The Ches is up and down. That's what we do the Ches for. And the Dalet is in all four, the Dalet Rucha is Hashomai. Now, there's a truth from Rav Moshe. I don't know if the Mishnah, I don't think the Mishnah Berurah says it, but there's some people that say that when you think about the Ches, you're supposed to think Ches is eight, that Hashem is in the eighth heaven. You ever hear this before? What? You heard this? What does it say this?
You have in the Gemara, that talks about the Hagiga.
Yeah.
In Darshan. So you have, it says that there are seven levels of Shemayim. Then it says, really, there's eight. Oh, really? So how come we don't know about the eight?
Hashem is there. That's how Hashem is.
There's no das for that.
So there's such a thing. There's such a thing that there are seven heavens. No clue what this means. And then Hashem is in the eighth. So when you think Echad, Echad is the Chesed. Besides the fact that there's an arrow.
Seven words for Shemayim in the that we daven. Yeah, right. And the eighth one, there is no eighth.
That's how Hashem is. That's where Hashem is. That you don't say. You can't even say. So when you think Echad, you're supposed to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in that eighth heaven.
When are you supposed to have that thought?
When you say the Ches. You marach by the Ches.
You're supposed to keep going. Are you
marach? Should I take you around to shul? You want a tour?
Say you don't marach at the Ches, right?
The Ches, you are marach. The Dalet. So you, I guess you should do all of these kavanas during the Ches, because the Dalet you can't do. I don't know.
They told us just to say it because he's just going to ruin the word.
Just be normal.
Right.
Just don't do anything strange. Don't do anything which draws attention.
Because you're going to get
it. We'll ruin your shirach if you'll do anything which draws too much attention. Obsessive compulsive behavior. What?
Yeah.
I think for 8 years, 4 years.
No, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Mr. Nussbaum, are you familiar with this? That when you say the Ches, you're supposed to think of the eighth heaven?
Yeah.
You heard this?
Maybe.
Rav Moshe rejects this. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. He's very strongly rejects. You should not think this. There's no such thing. Eight heavens. We don't know what this means. And You should not do this. You just think simply Hashem is in heaven, Shemayim. That's it. But the Oilam, maybe it's even the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure. But the Oilam definitely, it's shug of a fee call that. They think that Hashem is the eighth heaven because the ches, the point pointing up. Okay, but we don't. Don't ruin it. Only ktsas mekalkun. Yesh, some say echad. Okay, so he has over there an extra aleph. So if you want to go echad or echod, I don't know how to do this. Only he has an extra aleph. Notice he puts an extra aleph. We hear some say echod. Yeah, an extra syllable at the end. I get this complaint when I try to emphasize. Really, even last week, someone complained to me that I end a soif pasuk. Sometimes I try to emphasize the soif pasuk more than I should, and it sounds like this. So I'm not trying to be too religious, and look what happened to poor me. So certainly, such a chashva ilum here when you say the Kriya Shema, I have to be careful to be normal, not to overdo anything. Just stay in the realm of normalcy. Or mutav shloy laharich melaharich ulekalkal. Better be normal than be abnormal. Dvarim pshutim ad meod.
Should not be post between A and echad.
Right, just say it normally and be mechavein the best you can. Hashem is in shemayim v'aretz in the dal ruchat shemayim. Some practice, you'll find the balance. If you really work on it, guarantee you'll find yourself a balance that is pleasing and satisfying to Hashem, to your friends, and to yourself. You want to see some people, they move their heads. Oh, so he's saying they move their heads. Some people, they move their heads up and down. Yes. Okay, if that helps. Sometimes,
but
behavioral therapy.
but
it helps.
But it should not be anything like, because the chiefs, they have like wheels.
The goyim. So he's saying, up and down, shesi ve'erith. Yes and no. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they hang up Christmas decorations and Christmas lights in their sukkah. A Purim, they wear Santa Claus costumes, and you ask them, "Are you out of your mind? What do you mean? What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know that your picture is plastered in America on every website, and they're laughing at you. What did I do wrong? They had this. So that some of these people, they have no clue that this is a Santa Claus costume. They have no clue that Christmas lights adorn their sheltered life. They live in a world. They have no clue. So he's saying someone goes up and down. So in certain circles, going up and down is shesi ve'erif. That's the Kabbalah avodah zar. But you have to live a life where you're sheltered from these things. Going up and down doesn't even touch upon any shemets of having any hasaga of Christianity. So I guess yesh v'yesh. Hanagim loy ma'ashma yisob kol rom lo rakavani. So let's say Yisraelim allow to raise your voice lo oyer hakavana, to arouse kavana. U'masimin yad yimin al huaynayim. This every child knows. You put your right hand, not the left. And over here, we don't make a differentiation between a righty and a lefty. Even if you're a lefty, you use your right. Everyone uses the right hand. Al hoinayim. Liachar, a lot of time, why do you do that? So simply, the simplest reason is kavana. Right? That's, I mean, I said, pashat ha'mod. You should not look around. You put your right hand just to, in order to intensify kavana. And of course, I'm sure you open up all the different slum, you'll find all these Muslim and hints and drush on why you use your right hand.
A shame to be here.
This is already. I never heard that.
It's my Eastern culture.
I never heard that. Simply, you put your hand in order to get makavana. Now, here's another thing which you see this in the heavyweight minyanim. Go to a heavyweight minyanim. They make you very nervous. They do this. After you finish Shema, you pause. Why do you pause? I don't know. It doesn't say why you pause. You pause. But they do pause. Why? I don't know. I guess to come down from that high madrega, you have to come down. The oimrim baruch shem kvoid malchuso liolam vod belachash quietly. Chutz mibiyom akipur. We say Yom said a lot, of course. Rishichem lechavim gaboy gamkin perishmus. You have to come also the perishmus when you say baruch shem. Next, shoyem ma'ad v'yomim. Then you another delay after you say baruch shem from also liolam vod. He said quietly. I used to get complaints. No, they don't complain anymore. I used to say that I say it too loud. The guy next to me used to always complain that I say Baruch Shem, I say it too loud. Oh, really? Mind your own business. Mind your own business. Shema Yisrael, I say it lower. You're listening to us. It's not Yom Kippur. You say it quietly. But you have to say it. Okay, so to each his own. After you say Baruch Shem, you delay another pause, and you say V'yahavta. You should show that you know what you're doing. Hafsaka is everything. A pause a little bit between each parasha, a little pause really makes a difference. It makes a difference. I once went and heard it. This was remind me. This part, this speak the Toichacha. I once heard a person landed lay Parashachim was Kedoshim, and they lay in the first. You have Chaltim Yashan Noishan. Then you start the Toichacha. It hit my. I remember this. It made an impression on me. He paused. The Baal Kara, he finished the brachas, and before he began the Toichacha, besides that, he lowered his voice. He went faster. There was a pause. And that pause, it's amazing how it set the tone. It just changed the chaltim yosh noshin in all those last psukim, and then now at the im v'hoya im lo sishmu, whatever, however the toicha begins, and that pause, everyone, what's happening now? Why is there a pause? And then he began the toicha. A slight pause makes a major difference. And you don't appreciate that when you say the Kriya Shema, a slight pause between Shema, Baruch Shem, V'yahavta, V'hayim Shemoa, and V'yomer, these things do make an impression upon you and maybe upon your next door neighbor who is listening and wants to give him something to think about. Right. Because they stop over there also. Because they only... Okay, so this is what he's over here. So next, Shoyim Ad Yomer Hafti. He said, "V'chein Parash V'chayim B'Shmoy V'Yasum Ad V'chein Kedu V'Yomer V'Yasum Ad V'Chavin Parash V'Yomer." Ah, now one very important halachy. When you read V'Yomer Yichavin, V'Yichavin Parash Yomer L'Chavin L'Chaim Misa, say Zichiras Yitzias Mitzvah. Very important halachy. V'Yomer is not part of Kriya Shema. That's not what the Torah says. V'Shoch B'Chol U'V'Kumecha. That's not part. It's an entirely different din. When you come to Vayomer, you have your tzitzis, it's not for the tzitzis either. Okay, that's not what it's all about. It's all about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what it's all about. And that's what a person should pause before Vayomer. I am now entering into a new world. The world of the Mitzvah Deraisa, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a Mitzvah Deraisa, one of the Sheish Zechiros, every single day you're supposed to remember. And you say, and that's what your person should mechal. Let's see the bottom of the base. We'll stop the last thing on the bottom. Zechiras Yitzias Shaim Ayn Ba'archos Chaim, Ba'archos Chaim, Hevi Misefer Kem Lushlamo, De Mahai Taima, Noid Nahagim Shaharav, Karbu Kol Ram Parshat Tzitzis. You hear this? There's a minuk. You ever see this minuk? Never heard this minuk. That the Rav, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. He lanes it loud?
Yeah, I heard the Rav.
Oh, sure.
The whole four parshas.
No, not four parshas. Just the parsha of Vayomer.
At the end.
At the end, loud?
Yeah.
Okay, who's which Rav? You've seen this? Interesting, okay. I've never saw this. Just Vayomer. He reads just, not Shema. The Shema, just, it says, V'chad V'yomer. And then when it comes to Vayomer, the Rav raises his voice and reads the entire parasha loud. To mehai time on hagim shaharav kar b'kol rom parasha sitzis mishum the zechios yitzias mitzrayim deraisa the lav kol adam mechavin b'kriyaso l'chein oimer harav b'kol l'oyer hakavana he reminds the tzibah letting it loud the samach l'zayesh the isa b'mishnah mazkirim yitzias mitzrayim v'logotani oimerim what's the nosach mazkirim in the mishnah in the mishnah mazkirim you cause others to remember doesn't say you say it. you cause others to remember. An incredible insight that because the different mitzvah, not everyone knows halacha, there's a minute that the Rav should lay vayomer out loud in order to awaken the people of Rabbi Sai in doing our mitzvah deraisa here of zechiras yitzias mitzvah. Don't forget. And that's all comes from this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll take a break.